peace of Almighty Yahweh rest upon you. You are listening to the Voice of Victory broadcast with Pastor Roberts. We do pray that Yahweh's anointing rest upon you in a mighty way, and that the strength of your hope is that Messiah, Yahshua, is coming again. So many things that are transpiring throughout the earth today. Yet it does not cause the heart of man to be turned unto Yahweh. It is almost a mass of folly and foolishness. As you see, the minds, they are empty. There's no thought of Yahweh in the thoughts of men today. They're given over unto every kind of vile thing there is. Where is there any hope outside of Messiah? It is not in the name of Jesus, Lord, God, but it's by the power of Almighty Yahweh. Every religion and their deities or strong ones that they prescribe the title as God unto them, they are known by a name. It is only in this wicked, polluted, blasphemous thing that we call, quote, Christendom, that there is no name for the great Creator. So the great one that created all things, he is simply known as a generic form of this elusive spirit. We simply call him God, Lord, or Adonai. Yet we do not ascribe to his name, the greatness of his name. And we think that we are pleasing Yahweh. I will ask you a question, my friends. You that are listening, to critique, I'll ask you a question according to Scripture. David declared in Psalms chapter 12, verse 6, he said, the words of Yahweh are pure words. Do you believe that? Now, I understand what it conveys in the King James translation. He said, the words of God are true or pure. But tell me, my friend, if he is a God, what is the name of this God? The Muslims, they have a name for their God. The Buddhists, Confucius, they all. Every pagan ritual or religious identity, they have names for their deities. It is only this vile thing that we call, quote, Christendom, Christianity, unquote, has no name. And if you would actually do the research, that your mind may be open and simply do a little research on Christ. Tell me what it means. Tell me the originality of that name. He is the anointed one. What anointed one is he? For whom? For what? Messiah came in the name of the Father. You that reject that, I say to you, woe unto your souls. David declared in Psalms 12, verse 6, the word of Yahweh, or every word that he speak, the words of Yahweh are pure words. As silver tried in the furnace of the earth, purified seven times. Do you believe that? Do you believe that the words of Yahweh are pure? I know that the words of God are not pure. For the Scriptures tells us, that Satan is the god of this earth. And the words that he spoke unto Eve, they were words of lies, deceit, falsehood. They were not words of truth. And he calls her to give her mind and her heart over unto that wicked lie, that she stepped out of the realm whereby Yahweh had commanded her husband to walk in. She removed her mind away from the simple law of Yahweh. Just don't touch that tree. Of all the trees of the garden, thou may freely eat. But of that tree, which one? The one of the knowledge of good and evil? He said, don't touch. Shaitan said, well, Yahweh knoweth that the day that you eat of that, you'll become as gods. I will. It's what Eve replied. What do you mean, Shaitan? Well, you will know the difference between good and evil. And so you can challenge him as to say what is right or wrong. Then you can say to him, who are you to tell me that homosexuality is wrong? To be a pedophile, to be an adulterous man, to be a woman of illicit activities, whoram, prostitution, who are you to tell me that? And so that is the mindset of these little gods today. They think that they know what's good and evil. So they say to Yahweh, we will name you what we want to. Lies. He's the same. Today, yesterday, and forevermore. His name never changed. His name is the same. So the words of Yahweh, they're pure words. They're just like the silver tried by the fire. Purified seven times. That there's no dross or any unclean thing, any leaven at all in the silver. It's pure silver. And that is what the word of Yahweh is. Not the word of God. The words of gods. There are many gods, my friend. You, and what this religious whore has taught you, you know you're talking about the great one because you identify him with the capital G. And they identify their gods with a lowercase g. That is such idiocy, such an ignorant statement. It is idiocy. It has no power. How does one know that you're using a capital G in your grammar when you talk about God or gods to identify their God with a lowercase g and yours with a capital? That is so stupid. It has no true value at all. If you say God, you simply think of God. What God? The gods. And if every word of Yahweh is pure, you believe that? I believe it. David declared in Psalms 18, verse 26. He said, Yahweh, with the pure thou wilt show thyself pure. And with the froward, you will show yourself froward. Those that are pure in heart, you will show yourself to be pure. And those that are vile, corrupt in their evil ways, you will show yourself to be that way. That's why those that are froward today cannot receive the truth of Yahweh. They despise his name. They reject the name of Yahweh. But he has a name. And it's not Jesus. It's not Jesus. The Son's name is not Jesus. We've been taught these religious lies by this prostituting harlot that calls herself the true tabernacle. Of course, she identifies herself as the church, synagogue, but it's not the identity of Yahweh's house. For in that house, the gates of hell will not prevail against the house of Yahweh. And that is what hell is trying to do, trying to prevail against his precious name. That name is such a prominent name that Yohanan, John, on the Isle of Patmos, with a great revelation, I mean a profound and great revelation, as Yahweh revealed unto him the profound things that would transpire upon the earth, in the earth, and upon those that knew not the name of Yahweh. He sowed this profound sealing of the remnant of Yahweh, 144,000, pure, clean. They had not defiled themselves with this prostituting Jezebel, known as the, quote, church, unquote. You must understand that in this whorehouse today, everything is permissible. Your heart has sold this multitude of those that had defied her laws, her commandments, her rituals, her traditions, and had held fast to the pure word of Yahweh. He saw a seal, he saw the Lamb, those standing with him having his Father's name written in their foreheads. Do you not understand that the mark of the beast, he will write his name in their hands or in the forehead? You tell me, this is wisdom. Here is the name and the number of the beast. So you tell me, my friend, that this Creator, this mighty El, that created everything, he has no name. He is simply an Elohim, an evil God or spirit. You tell me he has no name. I know your religious traditions causes you to deny that. It is the prostitution of your soul. Tell me then, what is the name of this mighty Creator? Is his name Lord? Is it God? Is it Jesus? Christo? Tell me the name of this one that created you and me, and the one that raised Messiah from the grave. Who is he, and what is his name? Is there a name associated with him? And if every word of Yahweh is pure, every word is pure and tried by the fire, it has proven itself to be true. He shows his word to the pure, and they receive the pure words. But those that are froward and vile, they will not receive the identity of his great name. I want to read from the scriptures. Malachi Yah, chapter 1, beginning at verse 9. The scripture declare, and now I pray you, beseech El, the mighty one, that he will be gracious unto us. This have been by your means, will he regard your person, saith Yahweh of hosts. He said, who is there even among you that will shut the door for naught? Neither do ye kindle fire on my altar for naught. I have no pleasure in you, saith Yahweh of hosts. Neither will I accept your offerings at your hand. Listen closely, Malachi Yah, chapter 1, verse 11. Yahweh declares now, from the rising of the sun, even unto the going down of the same, he said, my name shall be great amongst the Gentiles. What name? What name has been desecrated among the Gentiles? is the name Jesus great among the Gentiles? There is no way that you can deduct Jesus from Yahweh. There is no way that you can deduct Yeshua, you can deduct Jesus or Jesus from that. What a strange type of, as they would say, transliteration. That you deduct Jesus from Yeshua, and then from that you get Jesus. Even the grammatics or the sound have no similarity at all. Are we that ignorant? Are we that foolish? Are we that religious? Have we allowed these Pharisaic whores to prostitute the spirit of truth that satisfies some means to our flesh? Have we allowed this Jezebelizing spirit, Jezebel, to produce in our minds such corruption that we never ask who is this great creator? We have allowed this vile spirit to blind our eyes and our minds. And when Messiah said, you pray, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You tell me hallowed is his authority? Well, his authority is his name. Yahweh says, from the rising of the sun, even unto the going down of the same sun, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. And in every place incense shall be offered unto my name. Please tell me that name, that the incense of the altar or praises shall be altered, offered. Shall we just say, praise God, praise you, Lord, praise you, God? Then what God are you praising? What Lord are you praising if I play by your rules? What is the name of your God? What is the identity of your Lord's? At a pure offering that he requires, he said, for my name shall be great among the heathen, saith Yahweh of hosts. No, he's not the Lord of hosts, but he is Yahweh of hosts. Is this true? Psalms 119, verse 140, David declared, thy word is very pure, therefore thy servants loveth it. Are you a servant? Do you love the word of Yahweh? Is it very pure, or is it polluted? Look at what Malachiah says. I want you to understand this. Malachiah chapter 1. I'm continuing there in verse 12. Yahweh said, but ye have profaned it. Profaned what? In that ye say, the table of Yahweh is polluted, and the fruit thereof, even his meat, is contemptible. You mean the meat of Yahweh is contemptible? You despise it? We understand the meat of Yahweh. Messiah declared, I have meat to eat, and ye know not all my friends. And he declared that meat, and the meat is to do the will of him that sent me, and to finish it. And so that is the generation that we're in. We say that your meat, to do your will, is despicable. Who wants to lay down their lives for you? You have nothing to offer. May I ask you a question, my friends? What did Satan offer Messiah? Did he not offer him all the kingdoms of the world, the glory, if he would simply bow down and worship him? Did he not offer that unto Yahshua? Do you not realize that his spirit today, in these whorehouses that you call, quote, the church or churches, unquote, They offer the very same thing. Or they will say that God will give this to you. Well, what is Satan? Tell me what Shaitan is. Is he not a god? Is he not the god of this earth? Tell me what he is. Tell me the identity of Shaitan. So he offered unto Messiah all the kingdoms and the glory, the filth, the stench, the shame. He said, I'll tell you something, Yahshua. He knew him. If you declare yourself to be the son of Yahweh, I'll tell you what. Cast yourself down from this tabernacle, from the pinnacle of it. For you know what Psalm says. He has given his angels charge concerning thee, least at any time you should dash your foot against the stone and they shall bear thee up. Now if you be the son of Yahweh, then that scripture is applicable. It is to your advantage and it will work for you. Now is that so, Yahshua? He said, Satan, I want to tell you something. You don't tempt Almighty Yahweh. There's nothing you can tempt me with. Because I know what the Word says. I am the Word made flesh. And you don't tempt Yahweh. You don't do that at all. And my strength is not some natural feel or the natural bread of this life. I have meat to eat. And it's the will of my Father. So hear this, vile servant of darkness, offered Messiah the kingdoms. Now these charlatan liars today, they tell you that, quote, God wants you to be rich. They say that in their Pentecostals, Charismatics, the Baptists, Methodists, they have all kinds of mythology today. To draw in a carnal, vile people with no repentance, full of sin, tradition, and lies. And there's no love for Yahweh. For when they hear that name, there is a great revolt in their hearts. They become very angry. They despise it. They have contempt for that name. Let me pursue this in Malachi, chapter 1. I want to proceed forth to verse 13. Ye said also, behold, what a weariness it is. And ye have snuffed at it, saith Yahweh of hosts. And ye brought that which was torn and lame and sick. Thus ye brought an offering. Should I accept this of your hand, saith Yahweh? Is this is what you think I am? That I'm a liar? That what I command you to do, you ought not to obey it? Do you think that I'm some kind of foolish, frivolous type of a personality? That you can bring me those things that are evil, corrupt. There's no heart to what you're doing. There's no purity in what you're doing. So you think I'm as corrupt as you. Is that so? Should I accept this of your hand? Should I receive it? He said, I want to tell you something. And this is the predicament of this nation. Verse 14, Malachi chapter 1. He said, but curse be the deceiver. This is a deceived nation, full of craftiness. This is a beguiled nation. It deals in craftiness. So do these charlatan and lying preachers. They run their corporate empires. They're looking for one thing. And thus the mighty dollar. They're beggars, they're liars, they're deceivers. But cursed be the deceivers, which hath in his flock a male, and voweth, and sacrifice unto sovereign Yahweh a corrupt thing. He says, for I'm a great king, saith Yahweh of hosts, and my name is dreadful among the Gentiles. Is his name dreadful among the Gentiles today? Do we dread to hear that wonderful name of Yahweh? Are we afraid of that name? Do we fear it? Do we reverence it? Is there an inspired awe of reverence for that name? Is it one that invokes terror in one's heart when they know that they have not brought the sacrifice that is pure before Yahweh? What sacrifice? Do I bring a heifer? Turtle dove? No, you present your body unto Yahweh as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, which is your reasonable service unto Yahweh. Is that true? David declares in Psalms 119 and verse 160, thy word is true from the beginning. So that means that from Genesis to Revelation, the word of Yahweh is true. No, this generation says, just a few scriptures from the Torah, the prophets, and Psalms, we receive that. Just the blessing ones, the ones that bring blessings upon us, not the ones that shows us the curses. We defy the law of Yahweh. But David said the words, or your word, Yahweh, is true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endure forever. Is that true? Is this word true from the beginning? When it begins to enter into a man's soul, his heart, or does one change that pure word to satisfy a carnal application which despise the laws of Yahweh, that he may satisfy his own corrupt, evil, fleshly ways? Now, if the word of Yahweh is true from the beginning, then what is his name from the beginning? What is the name that he gave unto man? Is it Lord? Is it God? I say to you, my friend, you ask your pastor, you ask them, your elders or spiritual leaders, what did Messiah mean when he said unto the Father? Of all things, Messiah said unto Yahweh in Yohanan, John, chapter 12, verse 28. Of all the things he could have said in that hour, whereby he knew that his time was near, he said, Father, glorify thy name. Was it his authority? Was it his power? No, he said, glorify thy name. And Scripture tells us, then came there a voice from the abodes of heaven, saying, I have both glorified it, I have done that, and what a profound statement, and will glorify it again, the second time. And this is the hour, as Messiah said, I will come again. I go and prepare you a place. That is what Yahshua said. He said, go and prepare you a place, and where I am, there shall ye be also. He said, I will come again. And so Yahweh says, unto Messiah, I've glorified it. I've both done that, and I will glorify it again. Now we're in that second hour of the time where the name of Yahweh is going to be glorified. He's revealing his pure name unto his remnant, the men of faith, and they will declare it throughout the earth, in every nation, every tongue, for that is the only name that can be spoken as it is, Yahweh. In Chinese, in Yiddish, in the English language, in the German language, Scottish, it makes no difference at all. Messiah is not coming, and there will be an enunciation of the name Jesus in every language. Jesus, Jesus, every language has a way to enunciate that name. No, when the heavens open, we're going to declare that Yahweh is the mighty one of Israel, and he is the hope and salvation of his house. Why did Yahshua declare unto the Father, Father, glorify thy name, in all of mine affliction, let thy name be glorified. Let your name be exalted above the heavens, that this wicked generation will know that you are the great Yahweh. There is none other like you. Father, glorify thy name, that men may declare that there is none other like you. And today men despise the name of Yahweh, and what frivolous argumentative spirits they have, because they can't resist the truth. You can show this foolish, corrupt generation his name, and they will say, well, I got saved by the name of Jesus. Lies, you did not. Yahweh, before you were ever created, before the foundation of the earth was ever formed, he knew those that he had called, and he ordained you to be a son of Yahweh. What Messiah did, Yahshua, he gave us hope of this eternal life, that Yahweh, only Yahweh, can save. Salvation belongeth unto Yahweh. Our religious doctrines and these hoish traditions, they have taught us differently than that, and have given us a different perspective, but there is only one way. You cannot know the power of Yahweh unless you began to understand the truth of his laws and commandments. We've gone away from the feast days of Yahweh to establish every kind of pagan lie it is. You have your pagan Christmas. What a vile thing there that is. And you say that you are a Christian. I believe you are. I have no doubt about that. You're simply not a saint of Yahweh, because no saint will immerse himself into these pagan rituals that you call holidays. They're not the holy days or the feast days of Yahweh. And if any of you out there listening to this man of Yahweh, I will say to you, my friend, separate yourself from these pagan lies. Their Sunday worship, it is pagan. It's a lie from hell. It is the mother of all lies. It has been induced in the minds of the people by this whore, this wretched Jezebel known as Catholicism. She's a defying Jezebel. And that's where her daughters have received that same spirit, the Lutherans, the Baptists, and you have been induced by that same spirit, and you defy every law of Yahweh with your vile, evil, and corrupt ways. Who are you, Pastor Roberts? I'm a man that speak the truth of Yahweh. No one does that. I know. You're just a perverted liar, and because you are impure to the pure, all things are pure. But unto those that are defiled and unbelieving, there's nothing pure. Even their mind and their conscience is defiled. So you cannot see anything pure or right or clean. They're those that Yahweh has anointed to stand as oracles of authority, the word of Yahweh in their mouths, not this pagan lie and tradition that we have learned. No, the name of Jesus is not the precious name. It is the name of Yahshua. That's the precious name. The name of Lord is not precious. It is the name of Yahweh. That is the precious name. Messiah did not tell him to glorify God. He said, Father, glorify thy name. Make thy name splendid to be known. What is the name of the Father? You say that Jesus is Messiah's name, that the Father's name must be Jesus or Jesus. It has to be one. Then if his name is not Yahweh, tell me the Father's name. Here this man, Messiah, talks about this Father some 96 times in the Evangel of Yohana. According to the word of John, that epistle, he talks about his Father, and he used the expression Father 96 times. It is one thing that Yahweh always intended to know, or intended for us to know, that he is Father Yahweh. That's why this whore, this Catholic whorehouse, that's why she has her fathers. Father Jones, Father Smith, he is Father Yahweh. That's who he is. And in that name, it denotes his purity of fatherhood. Tell me, my friend, Messiah said, Father, glorify thy name. And the voice came and said, I have done that, and I will do it again. What name did he tell him to glorify? Tell me! Was it the pagan name Jesus? No, it wasn't. Pastor, you are treading on dangerous grounds. No, I am walking on grounds of faith, for I know what I speak. And if you would study that thing that you call the Scriptures, the Holy Scriptures, you will find that the Father has a name. Glorify thy name. And the Father says, I have, and I will do it again. I want to ask you a question. Revelation chapter 15, verse 4. Revelation chapter 15, verse 4. The Scriptures read, Who shall not fear thee? All right? I will play by your rule from the King James. O God, who should not fear thee, O God, and glorify thy name? Now, if that's the proper rendition, what is the name of this God? What is the name of this one that you will fear? And what is the name that you will not glorify? You see how corrupt our minds are? You fight against truth. You allow your traditions to make void the word of Yahweh. No, the true rendition is, Who should not fear thee, O Yahweh, and glorify thy name? For thou alone art holy. For all nations shall come and worship before thee, for thy judgments are made manifest. What is the name of this one that we should not fear? Should we fear the name of God? You believe that? Are we that ignorant? Have our spiritual leaders led us down a ravine of darkness? Is it blind leaders or a blind leader leading the blind? And they both fall into the ditch? Have we fallen so deep in the ditch that our eyes are so blind we can't cleanse our spiritual eyes? Declare the answer to this for me, my friend. Malachiah, chapter 2. Verse 1, And now, O ye priests, men that hold fast the principles of Yahweh, the Levitical priesthood, Aaronic priesthood, whom by Messiah has given the authority and the power to speak the word of Yahweh and to handle the truth of Yahweh, without compromising. And they bring the sacrifices of praise and thanksgivings unto Yahweh for the great revelation. So Malachiah chapter 2 verse 1. And now, O ye priests, this commandment is for you. If you will not hear, if you will not lay it to heart, to give glory unto my name. Now, what is the name that they must give glory unto? Listen, my friend, are we that ignorant? Are we that shortish that we would not give glory unto my name? What is the name? Saith the Lord of hosts? No, saith Yahweh of hosts. He said, I will even send a curse upon you. I will curse your blessings, yea, I have cursed them already, because you will not lay it to heart. Do the people lay that to heart today? You speak in that wonderful name of Messiah, and they resist you. They tear, they gnaw at you, because they despise it. And yet they all believe that they are priests, part of the royal priesthood, a holy nation, a royal priesthood. And yet they believe that they will not give glory unto the name of Yahweh. Do you understand that? To give great honor, to give an abundance of reverence to his name, and for you to say that you love him and will not do that, then you don't know the name of the Father. What is the name of the one that visited Moses? His name is I Am. All right, I'll buy that. I am, because I am that I am. I am Yahweh. That is my name. As he said in Jeremiah, I am Yahweh. I am now, and that is my name. The scriptures of the Torah, the prophets, the Psalms, they all have a oneness, because Yahweh is one. He's not three, he is one. And he is the manifestation of the truth of the living words made flesh. And Messiah said, when the Spirit of Yahweh has come, he will not speak of himself. He will let you know what Messiah did, what Yahshua did. It was of the Father. And you must acknowledge him, because the Father lets us know our hope is in that great redemption of that stake, of that horrifying death, to draw us out of the dungeons of darkness, of sin and hell, that our minds may have liberty to worship Yahweh. You're cursed already, because you will not give glory unto his name. Messiah said in John 12:28, Father, glorify thy name. Do you think he just spoke a word without having the same identity of Scripture? He was the Word. And so he could speak nothing but what Scripture implied. He said, Father, glorify thy name. And the Father said, I have, and I will glorify it, or bring great reverence unto it again. And so what you always do in this hour, those that have an ear to hear, the hearing. I know what many say, well, those that call themselves the sacred name. What other name is sacred and precious? Is it Baal? Is it Moloch? It must be Ashtaroth, or Palladia. Tell me the name that is more sacred and pure than the name of Yahweh. Can you tell me, my friend? There's no other name but Yah. He is the mighty creator of all things. And so that is why we see this curse upon the nations. These men that call themselves priests and leaders, they are perverts and liars. David declared, Psalms 22:22, I will declare thy name unto my brethren, in the midst of the congregation will I praise thee. Do you understand what to declare is? It is to speak it vocally and to make it known. Well, Pastor Roberts, that's only David saying that. Who was David? Where did Messiah come from? Okay, you says David. Would then declare the truth of this. What Johanna 17:26, John chapter 17, verse 26. David said in Psalms 22, verse 22, I will declare thy name unto my brethren. Messiah said in John 17, 26, and I have declared unto them thy name. You that are educationally literate, do you have a dictionary? Then find a definition of the word declare. And Messiah said, I've declared thy name. That's what he said, I've declared thy name. Not thine authority, thy shame. That is what it would be enunciated in the Hebrew, shame. I've declared it unto the people, my brethren. And he said, and I will declare it. I've declared it, and I will declare it. See, I made known thy name, and in this hour he will declare it again, because Messiah dwells in us, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. If David declared that name amongst his brethren, what name did Messiah declare? Did he declare God? Maybe Ashtaroth. Maybe Belshazzar. Tell me the name, my friend. Maybe one of the Olympian gods. Zeus. Aphrodite. Which one? Yet all those gods have names. Yet Yahweh, the mighty El, he has no name. He is not known. Unto a rebellious, cursed generation, my friend, you that are listening, Yahweh has a name. David declares in Psalms 86, verse 9, all nations whom thou hast made shall come and worship before thee, O sovereign Yahweh, and shall glorify thy name. What name are they going to glorify? Is that some nations? He said all nations shall come and bow before you. They will worship you. And they all shall glorify thy name. Is that relevant or is that true? Or is it just a false assessment? Is the text about what David declared? Does it declare unto us the power of Yahweh? The power is in his name. And Satan knows that. So he has kept that name out of the mouths of the people. And he has given us a false name. The name of Jesus is false. The name of Jesus is false. It's not a precious name. It's the name of Yeshua. Thus the precious name. We must come to this truth and repent of our sins for denying the name of the mighty one of Yahweh. We must. David said the statutes of Yahweh are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of Yahweh is pure, enlightening the eyes. So what he speaks to us, it is true and pure. And it brings understanding to the heart and the mind of man. We must, in this hour, declare the mighty name of Almighty Yahweh. For there is no other name like that precious and wonderful name. And the world will say that we will not accept that. We will not speak in that name. For I was saved in the name of Jesus. No, what Yahweh did, he saved you. Like he did Yisrael. As they came out of Egypt, a rebellious house, wicked, full of hell and sin. And because they did not give glory to his name, he destroyed many of them in the wilderness. He heard them by the reason of the taskmasters. And he ordained you and called you, predestinated you before the foundations of the earth. He had written your name and sealed you in his bosom to be called a son. And just like Israel, as they went after every whore spirit, under every bay tree, every god, every lying spirit, they followed. Just like this wicked generation. Everything that declares it's a god, every kind of new little wave, they follow and pursue that. And the first thing they did, they went in the wilderness and they made a god, a dead cow. What a foolish nation. Well, we have done the same. You made your gods. They're all dead. Your vehicles, your money, dead presidents, all of it's dead. Your houses, no life in them, no spirit of life in them at all. And you sell your soul for that, and you live for that, and nothing else but that. Is that the spirit of Yahweh? Is that what he wants for his house? Or should we, as the sons of Yahweh, we that are his, know his name? Do you know the what name of the one that saved you? My friend, answer this. As Messiah, as he spoke unto Johanna concerning the assemblies, as he wrote unto the tabernacle, the assembly of Pergamos, he said, I want you to say this to them, Revelation 2:13, I know thy works, where thou dwellest, even where Satan's seat is, and thou holdest fast my name, and have not denied my faith, even in those days wherein Antipas was my faithful martyr, who was also slain among you, where Satan dwell. Do you believe his name was Jesus? His name is not Jesus. His name is Yahshua. And don't tell me that names are not important, because that is a lie. And the word name means more than what the simple definition of the English language tell us. Why is it then in Revelation? Johannes said, I saw this great demonic power, the scorpions having tails and stings in their tails and power to hurt men 5 months. It says in Revelation chapter 9, verse 11, and they had a king over them, which is the Moloch, or the angel, of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, or Abaddon. Well, we don't speak Hebrew, but yet he tells us the name in the Hebrew tongue, and it says in the Greek tongue, Apollyon. And yet, it tells us the name of that king. Gives us his name, that we may know the name and the spirit of this one. We must. And he always given us great warning that we are not going to continue to deny him and to say that we know the great king. Johanna, Revelation 14 and 1. Revelation chapter 14, verse 1. The scripture says, and I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on Mount Sion, and with him 144,000, having his father's name written in their foreheads. How do you deny that? My friend, listen to me tonight. Listen. How do you deny that? Turn in your text to Revelation 14:1. Having his father's name written in their foreheads. What is the father's name? It's not Yahweh, it's Yahweh. So the son's name cannot be Yeshua, Yahshua. That is why these messianic, it's just a mess what they are. They want to interchange the name Jesus and Yeshua because they are cowards. His name is Yahshua. I've lost many that said that they were my friends because I began to declare this name. And I would declare it until there is no breath left in my members to declare it. For there is no other name given. Know your doctrines, and your horse denominations have given us names, but there is only one name. That is the name of Yahshua Messiah, Yahweh. That's what salvation is. It is Yahshua. The only way salvation can come. And that is the Hebrew enunciation of salvation. Yeshua. No other way. No other name given. Whereby we are going to be saved, delivered from the clutches of hell. In the name of Yeshua Messiah, the Lamb of Yahweh. Whereby we are going to be saved. Not in the name of Jesus. We come to the knowledge of this truth. You are accountable. And so he will declare this truth unto you. And he hath those that will not compromise. And they will declare it. Men today are cowardly. They don't love him, his name. There's no way you can love him without loving his name. You must love his name. There is no way. Yahweh is not unrighteous to forget your labor of love, your works and labor of love that thou hast shown toward his name. Hebrews 6:10. Yahweh is not unrighteous to forget your works and labor of love that thou hast shown toward his name. What name? I know it says, for God is not, but that's the true rendition. May Yahweh's anointing rest upon you tonight. You are listening to the Voice of Victory broadcast with Pastor Roberts. It is a delight to be with you here tonight live in the broadcast studio to speak unto you the words of faith. This is Pastor Roberts. You're listening to the Voice of Victory broadcast. I do want to hear from you, my friends. You write me. Send a gift, a love gift, whatever amount you can, to Pastor Roberts, 717 Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R, Miller Road. Jefferson, J-E-F-F-E-R-S-O-N, Jefferson, S-C, South Carolina, 29718, U-S-A. You there are right and send a gift, an offering, a love gift for the support of this ministry. You that are listening tonight, I will kindly give me a radio check. You that will call me tonight and leave your name, your address, make sure you put the zip code. Call me, and you can call now. Area code 843-658-6222. Again, that telephone number is area code 843-658-6222. What a great blessing to be here tonight. I pray, my friend, you began to pray and seek your way and ask him, if you are real and that is your name, show me in Scripture. And he will show you, my friend, by a preponderance of evidence in Scripture. His name is found everywhere. It's just that the vain pen of the scribes have rejected that name. And they have replaced it with Lord. Capital L-O-R-D, all capitals, or capital L, lowercase O-R-D. And they use God, or God. He's your way. And in that name, every title, the Father, Mighty Counselor, yes, his name. In that name, you will find every attribute of his great, mighty name. We pray that Yahweh bless you tonight. We hope that the broadcast has been an inspiration unto your soul. We're glad to be here with you. This is Pastor Roberts. You're listening to the Voice of Victory broadcast. Pastor Roberts, we do pray and hope that all is well. Pray for this labor here that Yahweh's will be done. And we will pray for you, my friend. Many listeners, you that call and write, we do thank you and bless you for the gifts and offerings, whatever amount, we bless you. Until you hear from us, we say to you all, bless you, my friend and precious young brother, Brother Ron Deed in Forston, Illinois. Bless you, my brother. We say to you all, may Yahweh bless you. May his shalom rest upon you. Until we hear from you, you hear from us. May the peace of Yahweh fill your heart mightily. In the righteous name of Yahshua Messiah, from all the saints here at Victory, we say to you, shalom. in Yahshua's mighty name.